A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud, Psachim Mem He, Psachim 45a, pagination page 89. About halfway on the page, maybe a drop below that, in the beginning of a line, Masnisin, a new Mishnah. Botzek Shebesidke Areva. Dough that is in the crevices of the bowl that's used to knead things. Im yesh kezayis b'makom echad, if there's a kezayis, this olive size, in one place, chayiv leva'er, then you have to remove this dough, which is assumed to be chametz. V'im lav bato b'miyuto. But if it's less than a kezayis, then it's bato to the keli, and it's not considered a significant factor, it's not considered food. You could put this kneading bowl away for Pesach without actually removing these pieces of dough that are in the crevices. Let's drop down in the Gemara about five lines down. The first word on the line is Livaer, and then we continue Ika Demasni Lo Asefa. The way we paskin is that the following statement was said regarding the second part of the Mishnah. Again, the first part of the Mishnah said, if there is a kezayis size in this bowl in the crevices, then you have to remove it. The second part said, and if it doesn't have a kezayis size, then it's nullified. Says the Gemara, v'im lav bato b'miuto, if it doesn't have a kezayis size, it's bato. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu, that only applies that you can nullify something, b'makom ha'osui l'chazik, if the dough is being used to strengthen the bowl. It's sticky, it fits in, it solidifies the bowl, it strengthens the bowl. Picture some of their hodgepodge, earthenware vessels that you stuff things in the crevices in order to strengthen it and make it useful to plug up the holes. So if the function of this dough is to plug up the holes, then when it's less than a kezayis, it's fine and you don't have to remove that chametz. But if you don't have this quality that is being used for a glue-type purpose, chayiv levar, you would have to remove it. Mechlal, and what you learn from here, is dekezayis, if it would be an olive size, afilu b'makom asi lechazek chayiv levar, even in a place where it's meant to strengthen, you would have to get rid of it because it's chametz. You need both qualities together. You need that it's less than a kezayis, and you need that it was used lichazek, to strengthen, that already it has a different use that's being taken in mind, and then it is not considered edible, viable chametz that you have to remove. On the last line of the page, we summarize this shita, V'tanya Kalishna Basra, there's indeed a braisa like this approach, which is the way we paskin. Botzek shebesidke areva, if you have dough in the crevices, b'makama asu lechazik, if it's meant to strengthen, eina chotzitz, ve'ina over, and you're not in violation by Pesach. B'makom she'en asi l'chazik, if it's not meant to strengthen, chotzitz ve'over, then you are in violation. B'medavar mamurim v'pachas mikazayis, that all applies when it's less than a kazayis, but b'kazayis, afilu b'makom asi l'chazik, chotzitz ve'over, if it is more than a kazayis, then even if it's l'chazik, even if it's meant to strengthen, you're still in violation. Again, that's what we are saying. You need both qualities. It needs to be less than a kazayis, and it needs that you are using it for another purpose. So let's imagine, for example, Elmer's glue. Let's say we found out that it has a little bit, a small amount of chametz, certainly less than a kezayis of chametz in it. And a person glued something before Pesach, and now he's looking at this arts and crafts project, and he knows the glue, this brand, has some chametz in it, traces of chametz. Is it a problem to keep that arts and crafts project on Pesach? And the answer is, of course, perfectly fine, because it's less than a kezayis, it's asui lechazek, it has another use, and it's certainly okay. Not only that, but the Mishneh Berurah points out that this entire concern is because it's somewhat edible. You have dough in a bowl, it's edible, theoretically. If you have a different type of substance, which is not even considered edible, then certainly there's no problem at all with keeping it through Pesach, less than a kezayis, has a different use, and questionably edible, certainly not a problem. If you'll drop down, though, in the wide lines of the Gemara, about 15 lines from the bottom, the first word on the line is ba'areva, and the Gemara tells us, avo bebayis, this entire discussion was in a bowl, where everything is where it is. It's stuck in place. But if you had this in the house without a sticky substance, just crumbs, different places, chayiv levayir, you would have to remove them from your house. My time, a why? De zimnin de chonish lehu, v'nafli gabe hadadi, because sometimes you'll join them and they will fall next to each other. You have a number of pieces of chametz throughout the house, says the Gemara. We're worried that even though right now it's less than a kezayis, but someone could sweep it up and it'll end up being a kezayis in one place. Now this introduces to us what I like to call the Cheerios challenge. Let's say a person has isolated Cheerios in different places in the house. So on the one hand, each one is less than a kezayis, there's no concern. On the other hand, if someone would do a sweeping of the house, he could join all these Cheerios together. And it could very well be, depending on how the house is run and how many children, etc., he might have a substantial amount joined together in the dustpan. So the Gemara seems to say that we're worried about a fairly normal occurrence, zimnin, there are times, dekanish, that he joins them, that he sweeps it all up together. And that should be a problem. On a practical level, that means that if a person is in a rush before Pesach, he has to clean for Pesach with very limited amount of time. So he takes a glance around. He doesn't see any noticeable pieces of kezayis-sized chametz. So he's ready to say it's a done deal. On the other hand, this Gemara seems to be introducing a concept that if it's not lichazek, if it wasn't put in a place for a certain purpose, purposely, to leave it there and view it as a glue, but it's just sitting there, and it could be konish luhu that you're going to sweep them up together and join them, we should be concerned. And the answer, I believe, of what we rely on is the fact that a Cheerio on the floor, certainly we want to clean it out, and we try to clean it out, and under normal circumstances we will. And Cheerios are a perfect example of the problem because theoretically, a person can pick up a Cheerio, give a good blow, and no one would ever know that it was on the floor. It's to a person who is not aware of its history. There's nothing unappetizing about it. He doesn't realize. And therefore, it should be cleaned out and there should be a concern of chametz. But the fact is that when we rely on the quicker type of bedika, under pressure, etc., and we just glance around to see if we see something sizable and kezayis size, etc., it seems that what we're relying on is that once something hits the floor, it's considered unappetizing, and we're willing to view it as less than a kezayis, at least when we're under duress, when we're stuck, and we're not concerned of this kanish lahu, that someone's going to sweep it all together, because we're relying on this statement in the Mishneh Berurah, which says that this is only true if it's edible. Now again, does that really apply to Cheerios, to call it inedible? I think it's beautiful to appreciate what the problem is, what the considerations are, and that certainly, lechatchila, we clean the house of anything that's bite-sized, that could be picked up in one's fingers. If it's truly crumbs, particularly together with the dirt svara, that logic together would allow you to call it ka'afra da'ara, it's dust of the ground. Crumbs are crumbs, it's part of the dirt. But if it's something that could be lifted up, and theoretically you use the expression reconstituted, so then definitely, lechatchila, we make an effort to rid ourselves of it, and we consider it chametz, but in a case of problem, stress, person finds out that he's going to be home for Pesach, and he doesn't find out till the last minute, when the car, let's say, breaks down and he can't travel. He's got to make the house Pesach quickly, so then same thing, a person running out doesn't have time to do a perfect bedika. He eyeballs the area. He checks it. He doesn't see anything sizable. Let's say there would be half a Cheerio, a quarter of a Cheerio, and a person would sweep it up eventually between all the rooms of the house, a large house. He could end up with a kezayis. It does not seem that b'shas hadchak were worried about it, and the logic would seem to be because we don't consider it edible, and therefore it's not included in the presentation which the Gemara is making of Kanish Lahu, that a person could gather it together. Again, if it's stuck in place as glue and it doesn't move, that's certainly more lenient, and as long as there's no kezayis in one place of chametz, it's certainly permitted. Yashar koach, have a great day.